We are never going to stop being adults. We can stop being children.
Yeah.
But we can never stop being adults.
When the adult phase starts, it never ends. It's going forever.
It's a podcast where we live, learn, and love. Welcome to Leaping Truth.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaving the True Podcast, the podcast where we live, learn, and love. You only live once, but if you do right, I really think once is more than enough to live life. It is another interesting episode. My name is Zeno Precious, and if you're a first-time listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. This podcast is where you call home. It's really comfortable here, around here, so have a nice time listening. If you're a returning listener, what is afternoon in Yoruba? LTT podcast. Welcome to another very interesting episode. First off, I want to give a shout out to people who listened to my episode. I felt like a lot of persons listened, right? And a lot of you shared. And I got a lot of feedback, a lot of response. And you guys made me feel like you heard me. And I heard you too. To be very honest, it was a very beautiful one. I love the feedback, and I just want to let you guys know that you are not alone. I got your back, and we're in this together. Single and not lonely, Sha. Because I'm lonely. If you've noticed, I sound a bit different, and that's because one amazing person believed in what we do here at the LTT Podcast and said, you know what? 3 years anniversary, I'm going to get you a mic. And she sent us a mic. Shout out to Nita Patrick, my G from way back. Thank you so much for what you do for LTT Podcast, because it's not just a single thing that you've done. You keep doing really amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for caring. Thank you so much. You guys should check her out on Instagram, Anita.Patrick. She's a content creator and she has a YouTube page, so check her out. And show some LTT love on our page. Thank you very, very much. Today we have a guest. So this is the first time on season 3, right? That I have a guest. That is interesting. Does that mean the season is coming to an end? I don't know. But then we have someone really interesting. I don't have a bio of this person. I wish I did, but I do not, because there's small sea finish in our relationship. But I really respect it. You know those friends that you really, really respect and you are very proud of them, but honestly, that's all sea finish. The next voice that you're going to hear, even if you heard it already, the next voice you're going to hear is the voice of an artist, a creative, a very intentional friend, and an adult. So guys, put your hands together for Tioluwa Somi Olaniyan.
Hi guys, my name is Tioluwa Somi. Opemi Tioluwa, Buluwa Tife, Oluwa Fife, Omi Akonji, Spekukwag. Right? The finest boy in the whole world. As you know, I mean, must have seen some things now, you know. But anyways, how are you guys doing? So good to be on the podcast today, and yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So I know that you guys can already hear from Tolu's voice that is very proud. It's nice to have you on the podcast. We did an episode one time, but it never came out. It never saw the light of the day. Is that not what they say?
Yeah.
Yeah, it never saw the light of the day. Are you sure that's what they say?
Yeah.
It sounds weird.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, but it never came out basically. Yeah, we spoke about what then?
Spoke about government school students.
No, you forgot it. We spoke about Being tall
in Lagos,
yes, on the streets of Lagos, the shege that we see and everything.
But we overemphasize the government school students and how we hate them. Blood of Jesus.
I don't hate them, Tolu.
You said okay, leave them whatever. Then you said, then it's crazy.
Yes, but then we had a really nice episode today. I and Tolu will be talking about something very different. We're talking adulting anxiety.
That's a very big topic.
It is a big topic.
Very, very wide topic.
I heard that you're looking for latte. Guys, we are latte today. We are going to be talking about how difficult it is to be an adult. And it's something that we can never get over. That's a funny thing. Mm-hmm. We are never going to stop being adults. We can stop being children.
Yeah.
But we can never stop being adults.
When the adult phase starts, it
never
ends. It's going forever.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It never ever ends, and it's so crazy. So when did you realize that you are now an adult?
Okay. Okay, for me, it's quite different because my university days, a lot of people probably realized the whole adulthood phase when they left university and all of that. But for me, it was quite different because my university days, I never had my parents come over to... I mean, I spent 5 years in the university because of ASUU strike and all of that, corona break. But I never had my parents visit me in school or come for my matriculation or convocation or whatsoever, do you understand? And yeah, I feel like in 200 level, and I was quite young, yes, 200 level. I mean, there are days where I would use like 8 months in school and I would not even see my parents. And we're in the same Lagos.
That can't be you,
sure. You said that can't be you.
I was going home every weekend.
Wow.
And I, to an extent, I still drag it with my dad that I don't know what you're talking about. It's you that will pay for this thing. Even if I'm working.
Yeah.
I still drag it with him. There was a day toothpaste finished at home.
Wow.
And... You have I refuse to go and buy it. Cause why? I'm still in his house.
Yeah.
Even if I have one millionaire account.
Yeah. That is crazy.
He's still going to buy it. Cause it's
yeah, I feel like that. See, the thing is, I actually feel like adulthood for male and female is like it's totally different.
Are you serious?
Bruh, it is wild.
Why do you think it's different?
Okay, so I'm not one of the persons that concur to the fact that ladies have it easy. Like, all ladies have it easy. There are some guys that have it easy too.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Trust one kid.
Do you understand? I can't say Davido had it hard. I mean,
I think hardness has levels.
Yes, do you understand? True. Bruh, I want the hardness that would be hard and I have about 50 million chilling in my account.
Right.
Do you understand? That's the hard I'm praying for. I'm not even praying for any sort of hard at this point because it's hard enough. Yeah, but ladies have... I would say that ladies have like a upper hand or an upper hand. Is it an upper hand or an upper hand?
So, ladies have not as hard as guys do.
Yeah.
Sometimes true. I think I agree with you because even for guys... You are now a grown-up person. Mm-hmm. You have responsibilities to yourself and responsibilities to people around you because even society expects more from you, right?
Society, first of all, I don't know. I'm just a very different person. I don't concur to what people agree to. Do you understand? Society, you don't consign me like that. Do you understand? Because I am one person that is very comfortable in my skin.
Okay.
I don't... do something because other people are doing it or other people agree to this particular thing.
Okay.
So it's a yes for me. No. Okay. Society can say that this is right, but to me it is wrong and I will still stick to my opinion. I am very stubborn that way.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, very stubborn.
Yeah, but then the thing is, okay, for guys now, I'm not going to state my age, right? But I'm young.
Yeah.
And even while I was younger, started thinking about my wife and how I wanted to provide for her.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Started thinking about my children, how I want to provide for them. I understand that as a lady, you also want to provide for your family and all of that stuff. But man, for Yoruba, you're about to say igimuji no sorry. Like,
what does that mean?
I really don't know how to put it, but then igi, stick of the nose is far from the head. Yeah, just leave it like that.
Igimuji no sorry.
Yeah, so okay, just a wide level of comparison or something like that. Okay. Do you understand? You cannot just compare it together.
I heard that thing in one song.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You remind you now.
Fuck. I'm not telling you Johnson. Please put some respect to my name.
Anyways, yeah. So that is it. A lot of ladies are probably thinking about. I feel like one of the major pressures that ladies have is getting married. Do you understand?
Yes, Tolu.
Yeah, one of the major pressures they have is getting married. You see this babe now, at 20 something, oh my god, I need to get married, But as a guy, at 20 something, you're like, I don't get money, see, it's just very different for me.
And it's crazy because I think I was telling you yesterday that all my childhood friends are legit married, or let me say about to be married. About to be married, or I just, you know, they just have their life sort of figured out to a particular extent, put up with one man that they know they're going to get married to.
Mm-hmm.
I can count, if I should list 10 of my friends, I can count
about 7 married people.
I can count about 7 married people, yeah. Tolu. It's mad though. I think I'm growing up. Hey, Jesus.
You think you're growing? Man, this is the. This is, I feel like this podcast is like a reality check.
So do I. Oh my god.
Because it's just dawning on you that, man, in like 2 years, pressure in like 2 years, you'll be married though.
Why?
I mean, you're about the age now. Eh? Very, very sacrosanct, but. In the short Cuba, I'll be reading. Precious, I'll be reading. Okay, very sacrosanct and Jermaine.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm proud of myself, guys. Anyways, oh my god. But then, I was going to ask this question.
Okay.
Do you think it's hard for tall girls to find husbands?
You know, I actually posted something like that on my status. Did you not see
WhatsApp?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't
even. I retweeted something. There's someone that told me it's a lie. Amo.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Because I feel like for tall girls, I mean, you don't really have that much of a choice like that.
I don't think it's hard for us to find husbands. I think our choices are limited.
Like scarce commodities.
Yes, our choices are limited, except for girls who are fine with dating short boys.
Ha.
Me, I don't even have a problem with some. Okay, hey, God, what if my husband is listening to this and he's short?
Ha.
Hey. But honestly, from the depth of my heart, right, I do not have a problem with people who are short.
Okay.
I will not walk down the aisle with a short man. I just admitted that to myself right now because I can't.
Oh my god, and the public is hearing.
I will not walk down the
aisle. So, any short man, disclaimer, you can't approach her. She would step on you. She's a stallion. Yeah.
I will walk down the aisle with a short man. But if I'm going to be taller than you, you have to be someone who's comfortable with it. You have to be someone who is comfortable with the woman. Because, Tolu, I've seen people who are tall and every single time they are doing, Omo, you are so tall. Omo,
no,
don't do that. Now, so I was someone who was equally tall. And he addressed it from the point of view like, oh my god, we're a power couple, like we look good together.
Huh.
We have, but these are actually things that we begin to think about when we are growing. Choices on who we are going to settle down with, choices of friendship, like am I about to waste time with this person? Tolu, I miss when someone will ask me my age and I'll say I'm 18 years.
Right.
Or when I'm 16. Because I used to do
it. It feels like 10 years ago.
Yes.
Feels like that's been long.
So I saw a question. I think we'll answer that towards the end of the episode.
Okay.
But now, talking about adulting, what is the most difficult thing or what's the most scariest thing about being an adult? I feel like...
It's a very tricky question.
Let's first admit or agree that we don't have it easy. Yeah?
Yeah, true.
Let's admit that it's not a very comfortable place to be. If anyone is something you're just growing into.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, what's the scariest thing about being an adult?
Okay. The scariest thing about being an adult for me is being to live with the consequences of the decisions I make.
Exactly.
Do you understand? I understand, but I'm still a child now. You guys should please, easy on me. I make decisions. I try as much as possible. I try as much as possible to make rational decisions.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But then, what if what I consider rational decision doesn't end up the way I want it to end up?
And you can't blame anybody.
Do you understand? Because I made the decision myself.
Exactly. One of the things I miss is going to meet. Even till today, that's sometimes I'm in the kitchen. So look, making decisions, should I say it's hard for me? It's not so hard for me, but I'm so careful because I know if I make this decision, I cannot blame anybody for it. I cannot say it's you that's convinced me to make the decision.
Yeah,
and
true.
Because of this, I've noticed I have, even in the very little things, like I'm in the kitchen now, and I tell my mom, my mom is in the kitchen with me.
Oh God,
mommy,
ladies.
Salt. Mommy, salt enough. Look at me like,
you my food. You still get married.
If I'm not here, will you not cook it properly? It's as bad as I'm dishing rice for myself, and I'm like, mommy, is rice enough?
Are you serious?
I swear down to you, my mom is just like, Nami won't chop up. Is that bad?
Man, it's crazy because I don't want to say I didn't get love for my parents. I did.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But it's something weird. Do you understand? How would I ask my mommy if rice is enough?
I dish right sometimes because she knows me too well.
Yeah.
And she, if I dish too much, she can be like, "Are you sure you'll be able to finish that food?"
Wow.
So if she knows if I'm going, if I'm going to be able to finish the food, she should be able to know if it's too much or if too little for me. So I do agree with you. The most scariest thing about being an adult is the fact that you have to make decisions and you live with them for the rest of your life, whether they are good decisions or bad decisions. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it makes us too careful to even do anything at all, because sometimes I'm just in a position like, oh my, if I do this thing,
feel like as adults, we, as young people, who are growing to be adults. I'm sorry.
you're not ready.
Yeah, I don't want to, because that tag adult is sounding big.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So I feel like as young adults, right, we should learn to fail.
But it's not such an easy thing. I hear a lot of persons.
Yeah,
say this.
But this is pressure. To be very honest. Okay, so I had a conversation with one of my friends, Ade. Shout out to you, my brother.
Shout out to you, Ade. Is he tall?
Yeah, he's tall. He's quite taller than I am. A little bit.
Shout out to you, Ade.
Anyway, so myself and Ade were having this conversation about.
But you know, you never told me about Ade, Sha. Ade. It's a conversation for later.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I was having the conversation we had. Hate factor.
Yoruba. Please, Yoruba boy.
Yeah. Anyways, I was having the conversation with Ade, like we said, right? And he said something about, because Ade is quite older than I am. And
is Ade married?
No, he's young.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. Oh my God.
It's fine.
Yeah, so, you didn't, wait, I'm not scared of Yoruba men. What's your problem? Ah.
Continue.
But then, Sha, see, we're having a discussion about, my music pursuit, and he said this is the time to pursue music because I cannot by 27 or 28 now tell my mommy that I want to pursue music. She look at you like, who are you? Like, please explain yourself. You're 27, you're meant to be married with like about a kid or two kids.
Do you understand?
And you just want to start pursuing music. This is the time to fail. Do you understand? He had the discussion with me, and to be very honest, I feel like I've been doing a lot of trauma bonding.
What does that mean?
Okay, trauma bonding is when you're sharing your traumatic experiences or your plight with other people who can actually relate.
Okay.
So you can feel better.
Really?
Yeah, it's called trauma bonding.
Wow.
I feel like I've been doing it a lot, even with you.
Yeah.
You've been doing it a lot. Yeah. So, and I figured out now that trauma bonding does not prefer a solution
at
to
all,
your
bro.
The thing is, you will just keep, you will get, you feel comfortable for that minute
because you feel like, you know, when you come out from exam,
yeah,
and you find out both of you feel together, you now feel a bit more at peace that you're not the only failure.
And do you understand? God forbid you. And now, see, the crazy thing is, even when we talk about these things, I feel at peace, I feel happy that okay, somebody at least is relating to or can relate to what I have just said. And yeah, it is just wild because if life hits me the next, look, this whole piece can last for 2 days.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes it lasts for only 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But at most, when it lasts for about 2 days, if the thing hits me again, precious, it's like I'm frustrated from the beginning again.
So Lou say my life is paining.
Yay! Do you understand? I feel like that's like what I've said the most this year. My whole life is paining me. I don't want it. I don't want to die either, but it's very painful now to live life like this. It's like when you cannot like fully grasp like your whole emotions, like financially, you know that they shake. Emotionally, you're not there. Physically, you're tired, headache, traffic from coming back from
stress.
Work. And bruh, I don't know why I'm calling you, bruh. I feel
my guy.
Who's your guy?
My guy.
Chop.
I'm very, very shameless.
But, anyways, thing is, I was going to talk about something now.
Yeah.
I'm creating that. Okay, yeah, I remember. I was talking to my mom about my hair.
Okay.
I just called her randomly and I was like, I've been seeing white hair on my head. Because I actually have, and I've been cutting it with anger. Like, I know this morning, precious, I still remove one white hair from my head.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't mean you're getting old.
My mom said it was stress.
Yes, it happens too.
But why?
It can be stress and it can just be natural.
I mean, I don't want it. You want to dye my hair? I want to dye everything white. What's white? I'm young. I am young. Why are you looking at my head? I'm young.
But I don't think she's stressed about that, Sha. I don't think she worried about it. Talking about career and stress. And you know you said something about young people should not be afraid of failing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier said than done.
Because I'm still, like, I feel like when I said it, I was still talking to myself.
So Luis, it's easier said than done.
Because I was telling myself, precious. Okay, yeah, I can hear you.
I am scared of failing.
I think we all are, but we just have to take that leap of faith.
Yes.
And I think they put myself talking like this.
Afraid. I think we need to do it afraid. There's so many things, there's so many great things I've done that I was my heart was beating badly and I still did it regardless.
And you then aced it.
Yes. Then I find out I'm a badass. So I think the major thing is to do it afraid. Whether it's scary or not, we just have to do it that way. I think that's like the major, major thing. Especially with career decisions. This stage is a stage where I am so careful with doing certain things. Oh, I don't want to make this decision that will ruin my entire career. Oh, I don't want to come out as this now so that the whole world will not identify me as this. Then I want to change. But Tolu, do you know, I've been reading about people and I found out that most of the people I love and I'm following, they are people who are who tend to really be where they want to be in their late 20s and 30s.
Okay.
So it's like they've been building, and they are seeing the result of what they've been building in their 20s, in their late 20s, say 26, 27, 28, 29, in their 30s, and they're living in that fulfillment. Somebody I really love is Ebuka. Ebuka did not get it all, he didn't get it all right when he was very young,
okay.
Even though he started very early.
Exactly. You see, that I feel like that is it. He started when, even when he knew he did not know it.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
He, I'm sure he failed.
Yeah.
I'm sure he failed a couple of times. I even,
he did.
Actually. I sent a podcast to you and I'm sure you listened to it about Kiki.
Yes, yes, yes.
On Temi San's podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
TBT.
TBT.
Yeah. This babe failed though.
Yo.
She failed like mad. But the good thing about her kind of failure is that she had rich parents to fund her failure.
Yo.
Eventually, because I cannot imagine. My mommy paid and I failed the first time. Paid again second time. Paid the fifth time. She won't pay to the fifth time, I'm sure. I'm sure my mom won't pay to the fifth time.
My dad will pay just once.
Yeah.
Because he really believe in me. Then if I fail that once,
it's all over.
I'll have to believe in myself.
Ladies,
I'll have to really believe in myself.
Crazy.
I'll have to really, really believe in myself. So do you think you have any regrets? I mean, at this stage of your life.
At this stage of my life.
Because people have regrets too. Already, being young adults, a lot of persons have regrets. Do you think you have regrets?
Honestly, I don't. I don't.
I don't think I do.
I feel like everything that happens in life happens for a reason.
Yeah.
If you come into my life, it's not an accident. It's either you're a lesson or you're a blessing.
Yeah.
You either come to teach me some things, and I was going to say teach. Wow. So is it that you come to teach me something, or you come to impact my life?
Okay.
Positive or negative, you're there for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. So, zero regrets. And no, I think regrets. That's I think that's how we should live the life, live these stages of our
life. Our life, yeah.
But then some people have done really bad things and they do regret it. But
okay.
I don't think we should live in that regret and make our choices.
You see, the thing is, if we keep reflecting on the things that we regret, we will be scared to do things.
Yes.
And this stage of our life is where we are meant to try out a lot of things.
So for me, for the longest time, when I made a mistake, the thing about me is when I make a mistake, I sort of run back into my shell and I protect myself from that entire experience. Even if the experience is something that is supposed to make me become a better person.
Yeah.
So I might eventually settle down and okay, find out this is what I did wrong and this I can do it differently. I might eventually figure that out. But I will run back into my shell for a very long period of time. I think that is very terrible. I think it's really terrible.
Yes, because you running back into your shell is not clearing the problem.
At all.
What if you come outside back and what if you are in your shell and you actually feel comfortable in your shell and you want to come out again and the problem is there, would you run back?
I felt very comfortable in my shell, trust me, and now I am out
and the problem is still
there. I don't even have a choice than to face it because it's staring at me every single day.
Wow.
Especially when it's something you're very passionate about, you cannot run away from it. I literally shielded myself from it and felt like it was God telling me not to do this thing. I had to start convincing myself and giving me reasons why God did not have me do it. But look at me, I'm back and I'm here.
Yeah, you're alive.
Yeah, facing the same things. It's crazy. Before we give our final notes, where we, because we've been complaining a lot and it's not like it is, and yes, it's, if it's a scale of 1 to 10, I think it's about 80-90% difficult.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 90? Yeah. I like it. I like it for you, graduate. Recent graduate. Ah, God. Yeah, 9%, yeah?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think it's about 9%.
8, I'll say 8.
Why are we saying percent? Yeah. But I think it's that much difficult.
Okay.
Yes, but is it entirely bad? No. Will I do something that is out of my values to get what I want? No.
Never.
Do I want a different route? Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
I do.
But I feel like, see, most of the friends I have, I'm grateful for the friends that God has brought my way, because no matter the person that comes into my life, I don't know, I just have a way of attracting people with good morals. And I thank God for it, sincerely.
It's actually really nice.
This is really nice. I'm not saying I want to experience the people with bad morals, right?
But I do attract people who are very good, and I know a lot of solid people.
Ah, yeah. Fool my life.
Honestly, I know a lot of solid people.
Imagine I'm sitting beside the queen herself.
What can I say?
They worry this
one. So it doesn't worry me, Sha. But I wanted to say something. You see now, you made me laugh. Okay, you know I asked you the scariest thing.
Yeah.
What's the most exciting thing about being an adult?
I'm sorry.
You can't think of anything.
To be very honest, I've not experienced the exciting part yet. Because what I feel like excitement is very, very relative. Personally, what I would consider excitement at this stage of my life now is a house to myself.
Okay.
By myself. Okay. Do you understand? Yeah. I need my own space.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do have that.
Okay.
But so, the fact that I can make decisions for myself is also one thing that really excites me about this adulthood. I mean, I've started going to another church. I've started attending my church. That is a very terrible laugh. Sorry for the laugh.
Sorry for the laugh.
Okay, now the thing is, my parents attended White Diamond Church.
Yeah.
Right? I told them that I didn't want to attend their church again.
Okay.
The freedom to make my own decisions. They've given me, my parents are no older hard people.
Okay.
They gave me that choice to make my own decisions since like when I entered university. Yeah, and I'm sure they're proud of me, Sha. I'm sure they're proud of me. So
my parents have always trusted me with decisions, so
mm-hmm.
I think I'm used to it already. For me, I think the most exciting thing about being an adult is the ability to explore life by myself. Even though I'm sometimes very careful, mm-hmm. it's the ability to just explore things. It's to experience myself. Tolu, you know, it's really beautiful sometimes. I just go out by myself and I just leave just by myself.
Wait, Tolu. I'm getting you right. I'm sorry, I'm starting to talk like this again. If I'm getting you right, you go out by yourself.
Yes, though. No.
Like, just you.
Mm-hmm.
You leave the house.
Remember when I told you that I went to
watch a movie
by myself?
By yourself?
Yeah. I've gone to get ice cream by myself.
Just you?
Like,
you sat down alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you ate it.
Mm-hmm.
They caught it. It's very funny. I feel like it's a good thing, right? But it's not something I can do.
Why?
I think I thrive better when people are around.
Really?
Yes.
I
love people.
Experiencing myself is one thing I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I'll try it.
You should. For me, that's one of the most exciting things. And the fact that I'm able to tell people, you see, I've made those mistakes. Don't make them again. Or just tell them that, no, I don't think that's wise for you to do. Because, Tolu, there are times that I have experienced certain things and someone experiences the exact same thing. And I'm like, this is a lie. God made me experience that thing just so I can tell you this is how you should handle it.
I feel like you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
Do you think it's pressure?
Yes. I don't think. I know it is pressure.
How?
A lot of times.
No, not like I intentionally let myself go through those things.
Yeah. My thing is, you cannot control everything other people want to do.
I'm not saying it to them so that they would necessarily take my advice. And I don't.
Okay. Yeah, then I get you now.
Okay. So it has to be someone who's coming to meet me.
Okay, like, it makes a lot of sense. Because if you're trying to advise everybody and please everybody, you'll die. You die early.
Very, very true. Very, very true. But it's really amazing. And I'm happy about what the future holds. I'm happy about the fact that I'll be able to look back and see all the things that I have done, all the things that I've been able to achieve with the help of the Holy Spirit and fulfill destiny, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very, very excited that I've grown. Growth is another thing I'm really excited about.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. So the question I wanted to ask, the final question.
Okay.
Right. What age do you feel right now and why? Speechless. That's how you make me feel.
I've actually never thought of this before. To be very honest, I feel older than my age.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually young.
But give it an estimate. Give it a number.
I feel 27, honestly. Mm-hmm. First off, being that most of my friends are old.
Okay.
I have a lot of old friends.
Okay.
So when I talk with them, when I have conversations with them, I feel like I'm just around there. Do you understand? Okay. I have a lot of young people. You're one of my youngest friends. I'm sorry I'm saying it that way. Okay, so I have a lot of older friends, yeah. And I have always had a lot of older friends, but and the experience, because I didn't see myself working at this age.
Honestly,
I just saw myself living one baby boy lifestyle, fully funded, and sponsored by my elder brother who is working.
I never thought that life was going to be this hard.
It's going to get this hard, yeah.
And I think that's one thing that a lot of young persons are finding it very hard to accept. Mm-hmm. That life is actually, I don't want to say hard.
Hard, yeah.
But life takes a lot of work. Like, you have to be very intentional and you have to work hard to actually get things that you want. I was talking to somebody the other day and he was stressed out. He was really complaining. And when I sat down to look at it, I could see the stress. And in Nigeria, it's a different story. We go through worse.
Mm-hmm.
In Nigeria, it's a very different story. I could see the stress, but I could hear that he was not ready to get serious. I could hear that he was not just ready to get serious, and he did not expect it to be this hard.
Okay.
That's when I came to the realization that, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. And getting to accept that life is actually, I don't like to say harder.
Yeah, life is not so easy.
Yeah, that life is not. I could see that a lot of people are not ready to accept that life is not a bed of roses. And that's when they begin to find easier ways and they begin to find easier options. And they want to settle for less or settle for something that's too comfortable. And there are still people who will not be able to relate to everything that we've been talking about because they feel like, come on, I don't know for you, but me, I'm trapping life. And this might not be really, this might relate to people who have decided to put certain values and setting boundaries about around themselves, because a lot of young persons are still doing extremely good for themselves. So it's even harder for you that have decided to, it's not harder in the name of Jesus, it's even it's even more work for you who have decided to
stick with your morals, and values.
Exactly, stick with your morals and your values. But I'm excited for what the future holds for you. And if I'm to say any final words, I'll let Todo speak first.
What is this? I feel like my concluding statement should just be, for people who are finding it hard to, you know, to navigate this adulthood, I feel like you need to have friends that you can talk to.
Yeah, a community.
Yeah, a community. Yeah, exactly. Stole the words right out of my mouth. But then I feel like you need friends that you can all that you can relate. You need to have friends, like a community that you can always talk to, reach out to, who are actually willing to help, not just to hear your story.
Yeah.
You need people that are willing to say, okay, what's up? You need people that are willing to drive you. Who is motivating you? You need to ask you that. You need people to ask you, okay, you last week you said you were going to do this thing next week. Where is that content you said you, oh my God, I'm speaking to myself.
Yes.
Where is that content you said you wanted to put out? Why have you not started? Where is your music? When did you go to the studio last? When like did you write? You need people that you can be accountable to. I think that's the word.
Yes.
Yeah, you need people that you can be accountable to. And just fail, please. As much as I don't like the word failure, fail small. I mean, you should one of the reasons why I like trying out new things and failing is because I know I'm going to be big in life. I'm going to tell stories on pulpits, or not, probably not pulpits like that, but on
Pity, Pastor Tolu.
Don't say that again, eh? Don't say that. I'm not that. Okay. But then I would definitely have to speak in public and have and tell younger people about this my feat that I have accomplished already. Tell them that I remember when I was like 24, you know? Mm-hmm. I did this, I failed, guys. I failed. Man, it's just a beautiful thing to say. Yeah, so that's it. Just live more, experience things and pray to God. Yeah, if you're doing this life without God, you can die anytime. Imagine suffering in Nigeria and going to a fire again. forbid. Yeah, so that's
different
it.
Level of suffer. So final words for me is going to be, I know that you are afraid, and if you're like me, I understand that you're afraid of failing, and you're afraid of looking stupid, and you're afraid of embarrassing yourself in front of the whole wide world, and in front of yourself, most importantly. Because when you embarrass yourself in front of the whole wide world, you're now embarrassed to yourself. I don't know, like, maybe even things that deep. So I want us to make a promise to each other that we are going to live more, right? Mm. We are going to put ourselves out there as much as possible. We're going to talk about the things that we do, shamelessly publicize ourselves. We are going to take chances. We're going to speak to people that need to hear what we have to say.
Yeah.
We are going to live more, like Tolu has said. So yes, yeah, I think that's the first thing. Secondly, my final words would be, I feel like you have Peter Sakwa Milori. But I'm trying to get the words back.
Precious, I should mention one thing. Your mind is decent. Uh-uh. Like, it's getting better, and I like
it. I told you now, Montulani Mimi.
I'm sorry? Okay.
So the final thing, I don't know why it just skipped my mind. I was always to say it before I say Tolu is going to take his final words. What I want to say to you is that you're not alone. Tolu mentioned community. Mentioned exploring, do more, live more, learn more, and love more. That's what we're about. So yes, that's what I wanted to say. One of the reasons we started the LTT podcast is because we wanted people to understand that they are not alone. Mm-hmm. You have questions, and I have questions too. And most of the time I've had this conversation with people who are older than me. I found out that they also had these questions when they were younger. And it's like the same thing for all of us. So you are not alone. It's very normal for all of this to happen. So the best thing you can do is take advantage of where you are and make the best out of every situation. If there's one thing I'm going to say about this, is the fact that someone told me, like, live each day. Like, don't live 1 month.
Yeah.
As much as you have big plans for the whole year, but live each day. Okay, so that big plan you have the whole year, make sure you live that day with that big plan in your mind, right? Yeah. And live each day, like, make sure you live each day very fully. Do as much as you want to do.
Okay.
And live as much as you live like you're going to die tomorrow. Wow. Learn like you're going to live forever. And spread love, like, have a big heart and love people. Yes. I think that's it. Another thing is stop comparison. It's hard to say, but it's easy to say, but hard to do. But stop comparing yourself to people. And that is from us on today's podcast. I want to say thank you to Tolu for coming around.
No, ma. Sorry, please. I've always wanted to say something.
What's that?
Okay, guys, y'all should subscribe to all our platform, all our digital platforms. We are out here at Spotify. I'm trying to talk like Precious now. Yeah, on Apple Podcast, and we're moving to YouTube in a bit. Thank you guys for listening. Have a nice day. Kisses.
Don't forget to live like you're to die tomorrow, then like you're to live forever.
Like we die tomorrow, but
yeah, live life, then spread love to the fullest.
And spread love to those who you think are even undeserving.
Julie.
And love me. Follow me on Instagram at tolu.gram, tolu.gram. And follow LTT Podcast, Living the Truth.
Follow underscore.
Yeah, and then Precious Zeno _.
You know my handle.
Yeah, I mean, nice friend.
I don't know your handle.
I swear, they know about you.
Nice thing was Jason Taylor.
What the heck? Alright guys, I'm about to get out of this guest podcast.